Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Dr. James Dobson's excellent book, What Wives Wish Their Husbands Knew About Women, says the reason that the average woman would rather have beauty than brains is because she knows the average man can see better than he can think. Page 28. As you no doubt know from your study of the Scriptures, they never make fun or criticize men and women for their looking their best. But is there no more to life and to marriage than just looking good? What constitutes genuine beauty? Dr. Walter Meyer's book, For Better, Not For Worse, lists the following attributes which contribute to inner attractiveness: good breeding, good thinking, a common sense naturalness, an unselfish interest in one's fellow men, and a genuine desire to develop one's talents and endowments. Page 227. As you no doubt understand, this is an excellent list of qualities which all human beings should strive to cultivate. These attributes are founded on the teaching of the Bible, and all young people would do well to make these a vital part of their lives in preparation for marriage and for family living. Will you listen carefully to what the book of Proverbs says about the ideal woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, and he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Many daughters have done virtuously, but you excel them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Proverbs 31, 10 through 12, 25 and 26, 29 through 31. The Dean of Women at Northwestern University listed all the requirements of attractiveness in a talk before the Evanston, Illinois School of Charm, but did not mention physical beauty. The leader in the charm school made the following comments on the omission of beauty from the list of requirements for attractiveness. If a girl has all these qualities, she will not be handicapped by the lack of a pretty face. Her friends will not notice her face. A pretty girl who lacks charm, on the other hand, might as well be ugly for all the good it will do her. Let me mention briefly some of the tests of character by which young people need to select their marriage partners. These are also attributes and attitudes which married partners need to cultivate if they want their marriages to be fulfilling and successful. The Bible tells us we should learn how to control our tongues. Jesus said to the Jews on one occasion, "O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks." Young people, and older ones as well, must also be careful of the company they keep. The Apostle Paul warned, "Evil companionships corrupt good morals." 1 Corinthians 15:33. If you associate with known criminals or drug abusers or drunks, you should not expect to be or to find the right kind of marriage partner. Good marriages must be built on a solid foundation of honor, decency, and strong moral values. We should look for girls and guys who have not destroyed themselves by bad habits such as smoking, gambling, using drugs, drinking beverage alcohol. You may find some of these activities exciting while you are still in the courting stages, but they do not bode well for a long-term relationship. Every preacher can give you dozens of examples of how these bad habits have destroyed marriages and lives. May it not be so in your case. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.